The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
You see what they've done here, what they're doing here? An entire generation of children, significant percentages of them were told, oh, there's nothing wrong with that boy. He's got ADA. He's got ADD. What should we do? Put him on this narcotic. What's it called? All the housewives are now using to lose weight. Adderall. Put them on Adderall. In some extreme cases, put them on Ritalin. I told a story. If you're in the thoroughbred racehorse business, I used to be, my whole family was, there's one drug that will get you banned for life if you administer it to a horse before a race and he wins and he gets tested for it. You know what it is? Ritalin. If you shoot a horse up with Ritalin and he wins a race and he gets pee, and he'll get pee tested afterwards to see if they're on any drugs. What a strange thing that is. It's illegal to dope a horse up with something like Ritalin or Adderall for the sake of winning a horse race. That's illegal. Totally illegal to do it to a child. Ritalin will get you banned. So where did all the ADD and ADHD kids that we were told almost every children's was susceptible to be? Where'd they all go? Are they still out there? Are we still creating ADD and ADHD kids by the tens of, by the millions upon millions? Gee, I wonder how the stock fared of the drug company that invented Adderall or created Adderall and just so happened to get it through the FDA. I wonder how they fared. Somebody ought to look that up. So we were running out of kids. It was falling out of fashion. There were more women trying to lose weight than were taking Adderall than there were the ADD kids. The doctors are going like, meh, it didn't really work. Kids are still wackos and they're adults now, so the ADD drugs didn't do them any good. We can't keep them on them forever. Hey, but we can't have real jobs to do real productive things. We got to have another crisis to deal with here. Oh, let's invent the transgender crisis. Oh, but you see, this one has a small difference. This one was the brainchild of the prince of this world. And again, he's overplayed his hand. This is all going to backfire. The question remains, though, how many children die as a result? How many children commit suicide and lose or forfeit their eternal immortal soul? How many souls are lost as a result of this? Listen to this. Back to the conclusion. So Dr. Biggs concludes these drugs don't help. They make it worse, especially for the girls. So puberty blockers exacerbated gender dysphoria. Yet the study has been used to justify rolling out this drug regime to several hundred children aged under 16. Almost 5 years after the last patient was enrolled in the experiment, there is no evidence. How much?
0.0.
No evidence to substantiate Carmichael's claim, quote, that the results thus far have been positive, close quote. There's no evidence for this. The director of GIDS needs to answer these questions about the 2010 to 2014 experimentation with puberty blockers. On what evidence did you claim in 2014 that the results have thus far been positive? Because people that looked at this at Oxford go, there's no evidence for this. What are you talking about? Two, when preliminary results in 2015 showed that children after a year on blockers showed a statistically significant increase in reported self-harm, was this ever investigated? Three, why did you never publish the negative results reported to Tavistock's board of directors? Four, why did your only published article using data from the study omit all the outcomes that were negative in the preliminary results? In other words, the only published, oh, look at these wonderful results here. And yeah, don't look at that page. I just leave it out. Five, in your article, why did the abstract and conclusion not report the finding that there was no statistically significant difference between the group given the GNRHAs and the control group? And six, in your article what accounts for the reduction in the number of subjects from 201.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.